greens.
Okay. When you have corn growing, you can usually tell it's time to pick it by the... How can you tell?
When the shucks break.
Okay. Is there any... What's the stuff called that's on the top of the individual ears?
Tassel. No, on silks on each ear.
Okay. Is there a term for corn that you would eat rather than feed to the stock?
Sweet corn, popcorn.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. You wouldn't call anything else any time.
No.
Just sweet corn, okay. How about melons, different kinds of melons? Watermelons and what else?
Mushmelons.
Okay. If you maybe go out to a restaurant and order steak, you'd get on the top of it, you'd have steak smothered with...
mushrooms.
Okay. The thing that looks like a mushroom, but you shouldn't eat, is a...
toadstool.
Yeah, why shouldn't you eat it?
Poison.
The vegetable looks like a pumpkin, sort of. It's yellow, is a...
Squash.
Did you have any other word for that? Okay. How about, this next section has to do with different types of animals that you maybe find around the wild animals. Starting with birds. What different kinds of owls? Do they have different kinds of owls around here?
Screech owl, hoot owl, barn owl.
What's the difference between these different kinds, the screech owls?
No, screech owl is very similar to in size to a barn owl.
Mm-hmm.
And they holler a lot at night. And the hoot owl is a larger one that does the same.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The what do they call the thing that, I'm trying to think how to describe this. It looks sort of like a lobster lives in freshwater streams underneath a rock or something like that. You find these things.
Crab, tadpole.
Yeah, it would be a crab. People in Louisiana cook them different ways. It would be a crab.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a freshwater. Okay. The saltwater thing that you find pearls in sometimes are...
Clam.
Or...
Oysters. No,
yeah. Would you have any term for different wild animals like maybe... coons and skunks and things like that, maybe get in and kill the chickens?
Skunk could be a polecat.
Mm-hmm. So would you have any term for this kind of animal that's a nuisance?
Environment.
Yeah. What's the definition of environment? Just to turn around a minute. Would mice be varmints?
Yes.
How about bugs and things like that?
Anything that's detrimental to your livelihood would be parasite, pest, or a varmint.
Okay.
And varmint would go into the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Over what you said, the small ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like the lice and flies and such.
Mm-hmm. So you had some like a groundhog or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
How about different kinds of squirrels around here? What kinds of squirrels do they have?
Most of these are the red squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Any other kinds they have?
Not real close. There is a gray squirrel and a flying squirrel.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel, doesn't have much of a tail, lives on the ground?
Chipmunk.
Okay. Any other word for that? Okay. What do you call a bird that bores holes in the bark of trees and eats the grubs out?
Woodpecker.
Mm-hmm.
Redhead. There's a lot of them do it, but I was singing the one that made the sounding noise, mm-hmm. The woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. How about the animal that lives in the, it's an amphibian, I guess, lives in the swamp and has a long tongue and sticks out and catches flies and hear it at night making noise?
Salamander?
Well, no, the one that, it's real common. Some people eat their legs.